Hello, and welcome to Radio Education. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Luis Murillo. Hello, Luis.
Hello, Adri. It is Tuesday again.
Yes, it is. Our favorite day of the week.
Of course it is. The vision of Alamosa School District is students grow academically, personally, and socially in partnership with their families and educators by learning and demonstrating resilience, confidence, global and social connection, and future-ready skills. Today, we have a very special guest.
Oh, we have something to look forward to.
Yes.
In our second segment, yes.
Her very own high school senior.
Okay.
Who is about to graduate. And she has gone through our system and will share with us a few things about how our system has prepared her for the next stage in her life.
Awesome. You know, Luis, it just seems like yesterday we started recording these, and here we are at the end of the school year.
Yes, it's been a long journey.
It has.
But it's been very rewarding.
Yes, and we have just so enjoyed being here in front of the audience every Tuesday. All right. So, let's begin with our first segment. Did you know? What new information are we learning about today?
Did you know that the Alamosa School District has been working on a brand new website and will be unveiling this new website this next week?
Well, a new website could be exciting for some or a little stressful for others. So, tell us why we needed a new website.
Focus Area 3 of our strategic plan is about family partnerships. When thinking about engagement, we know that some parents will get most of their engagement and information through our school website. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make this a priority for this school year. What we've heard is that, yes, some parents are able to attend parent-teacher conferences or able to attend our board meetings or meetings in general. And there are some other families who are unable to do so. And having a website that is user-friendly and that it is appealing to the eye is very important to those families. So we've been working hard on a brand new website.
Excellent. You know, and as sometimes new families move into our area, this could be a place where they go and learn about the district. And
yes.
So, you know, thinking back, you know, years ago when I first started here and I was looking for information on Alamosa, where was I moving to? So tell me, how will this website be different?
Well, when engaging with community, we've heard some criticism, some frustration about our current website. We believe that our new website is more user-friendly and visually appealing, and we've been working hard behind the scenes to build the user experience to be what the community needs it to be. So the new website will have some elements and some things that might look like the old website, but we've also been working really hard to make sure that the information that our community might need is readily accessible, and it's all there.
Excellent. So will we wait for next school year to begin using this?
Well, we want our community to begin engaging with our new website during these last few days and into the summer. This will give our community a chance to get acquainted with our new look and will also afford us the time to continue working on improving school pages. One thing that we learned is that taking on a whole new website is a huge endeavor. So our tech team, as well as in partnership with Zeppelin Media, we've been meeting and we've been talking about the user experience. So it is a work in progress, but we're at a point where we're ready to let the community view our new website, engage with
Excellent.
It. But we'll definitely continue to work on it during the summer.
Okay. All right. Do you want to talk about the page titled The 4-Day School Week on the website?
Yes, that is still the hot topic. We know that we are transitioning to a 4-day school week.
Big
when thinking
change,
through
yes.
the user experience, we've created a page. It's actually a banner at the very top of our new website. It's titled 4-day school week, where we will be placing information pertaining to the 4-day school week in one easy to find place. There, our users will be able to find the recently approved school calendar, bell schedules for each school, and pretty soon we will be placing information about Friday programming. So instead of having to click, if I'm a parent of multiple kids in the district, instead of having to go to each school to find specific daily schedules, then it's all going to be in one place. So that's Perfect. How we want to attract our parents, our community to, hey, come check out our website.
Right.
We have this one page for you, but mm-hmm. then begin browsing through the rest of our pages.
And, you know, I know there are some parents who are having to go to three campuses to drop kids off. And so this is helpful
yes.
that during the summer they can open it up and, you know, start to organize their personal family schedules and, you know, who's going to get dropped off first and what time. And
yes.
great. Excellent. So, well, I look forward to seeing the new website. So can you give us a day when we can see it?
Yes, I can give you a day. So today is Tuesday, is the day that we record. We are going to be making the announcement on the Moose message
mm-hmm.
You know, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the new website is going to be live on the 22nd. So for those folks who visit our website on the 22nd,
okay,
they're going to get a whole new experience.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing this information with us, and we can take a look at this very soon. Well, let's move on to your favorite segment of our podcast, Getting to Know Our Schools. And so we already know we're meeting a high school senior, very special person. Tell us about her.
Yes, today I am beyond thrilled to have a student with us. But like you said, she's not any student.
No, she's not.
She is one of our very own high school seniors who will be walking across the graduation stage and receiving her Alamosa High School diploma in just a few days.
Woohoo!
She's also a student who has been in our system since kindergarten, and she is also benefiting from taking concurrent classes.
Excellent.
So today, I have the pleasure of having with us Marisa Sarmiento.
Marisa, welcome!
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It had been a few years since I'd seen you, but I'm so happy to see you as a senior and grown up. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So like you said, I'm a senior in Alamosa High School. I do concurrent classes, so I'm not at the high school every day or at all my senior year. I haven't been at the high school since my freshman year, and that was cut short due to COVID.
Right.
So I'm kind of just figuring out my way.
Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit about.
So here's the question. It's been a few years, I have to admit, since I've been a senior in high school back in California. I think things might have changed just a little bit since I was 18. So what is a typical day for Marisa Sarmiento, a current high school senior?
So the way my day works is my first class is at 9 a.m. So I'm taking an English class. It's Native American literature. And then after that, I have my kinesiology class. And so that goes from 10 to 11, and then after that, I'm usually hanging out with my family.
Okay, so these classes are at Adams State.
They are at Adams State.
Okay, taught by Adams State professors.
They are.
How does it feel?
It feels really good. So this is the first year I'm taking like a really high-level English class, and so that's really important to me. As going into high school, I was not very good at English, and they actually said I was below grade level in English. So for me to be able to get to that high level, it really made me feel good about
Absolutely. Myself. Your 12th year in school and you are taking a high level English.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good news.
All right. What does Marisa like to do for fun?
I spend a lot of time with my family. My family is very important to me. So I really like to hang out with my brother and go to soccer practice with him and help him figure out what he wants to do, or hang out with my siblings and helping them with their homework, or my parents. I have a new sibling coming, so that's exciting.
All right. Well, when you told us about yourself, you didn't really tell us much about your family. I know you were the oldest of how many?
So right now I'm the oldest of four, almost five. I have one brother and two sisters and then another brother on the way.
Cool. And I know they are all Alamosa school district students.
They are. And Sweet. They're... My brother's in middle school, and then the other two are in elementary school.
All right. Well, I believe in the power of public education, and most importantly, the impact teachers have on students. I know I have that one special teacher that sort of changed my life. Who is that one teacher who has impacted you the most, and why?
The teacher that impacted me the most would have to be in middle school. Miss Geis really helped me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She she knew that I was really below average in reading, and she would help me, and she would even help me with homework from different classes. So I'd go into her room during access, and she'd help me with, like, my science or even my math sometimes. And I was just, I felt so comfortable going to her because no other teacher had ever been willing to help me the way she was.
Awesome. So big shout out to Wendy Guy.
That's right.
Yes.
And I was just thanking her for what she did for my child years ago as well. And so, excellent. So do you feel that Miss Geis then set you up to be on grade level and then go on beyond?
I think she did, because I think her believing in me and even being able to go back to her in my eighth grade year and be like, I need help, she was still willing to give me that help.
Awesome.
Excellent.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about your family. Focus area 3 of our strategic plan is around family partnerships. As a system, we're working hard to partner with families, but please share about the role your parents have played in your life and how have they helped for you to get here today and almost graduating?
They really pushed me. So when I was in kindergarten and throughout elementary school, I was so far behind, so they put me into summer programs, after school programs. They really made sure that even if I was behind, I was getting the help that I needed to catch up. And they really just, they never gave up. And they always said, you can do it if you put in the work.
Well, you can do it if you put in the work.
And you have. Big shout out to your parents for pushing you, for, you know, just taking a hand in your education.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do if they didn't help me fight for my education, if they didn't find opportunities that I had no idea about. And they were like, okay, well, here's A, B, C, D, and I need you to do something.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. And, you know, we have so many programs after school now to help kids who are struggling. We have summer school that's going to start up in a few weeks. And, yeah, if your child needs that extra help, parents, sign them up. And and Maris is telling you, it really helped her.
It really did.
Excellent.
What is the coolest thing about high school or being a high schooler?
Honestly, I don't know. I spent 1 year at the high school, and even that was cut short because of COVID. So, honestly, I kind of see myself more as a college student right now.
As 17 or 18 year
I
old?
I just turned 18.
You just turned 18.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
All right. So, your high school education has been a little different because COVID cut ninth grade year short.
Yes.
And then sophomore year was a little different as well because of COVID.
Yeah, so I did all online school my sophomore year.
Okay, how did you stay, like, on top of things with online school?
I'm not going to lie, I fell a little behind.
Okay.
And then I just found myself having to catch up at the end, and I made it through. And that's the first year I started taking college classes consistently.
Okay. And then junior year, you spent a lot of time at Adams as well.
Yes. So junior year, I did half and half. So I did 2 classes at the high school, and then the rest of them were at the college.
Okay.
And just to share a little more about our concurrent program is, it's open to high school students who are interested in taking college courses, and the district pays the bill. So it's a pretty cool deal for students and parents.
As long as you pass.
Oh, there you go. Yes, there is that. You have to pass the class. Yeah.
You have to pass everything, right?
Yes.
And you know, if your child can handle these concurrent enrollment classes, that means you can even earn an associate's degree and a high school diploma the same year, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then you would go on to finish the rest of your 4-year degree, right?
At a college.
But the first 2 years were free.
Yeah. So I learned that Marisa is almost going to be done with her associate's degree. So what that means is that when she, and I'm going to ask you your plans about after high school, but if she chooses to enroll into a college or a university, she will be almost a junior.
That's right. You're almost halfway there.
Yeah.
So then let's go into that. What are your plans for after high school?
So in August, end of August, I'm going to be going to CU Boulder.
Okay.
Into the political science program.
Oh, wow. That should be fascinating.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, and what do you want to do after college?
After that,
political science?
I want to go to law school. And then after that, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. might run in the family.
Yeah. I think it does.
All right.
Well, good for you. Don't give up on that dream. You keep working at it. Work that dream. And pretty soon you will be walking across that stage at whatever law school you go to.
I really hope so.
You're 18. You just turned 18.
Yes.
If you could go back and give one advice to your younger self, what would that be?
I would probably say don't be afraid. I was so afraid to take college classes, and I probably wouldn't be where I am if my mom hadn't pushed me into taking them. I feel like going into high school, you're just like so scared and timid about, oh, this is what I need to get done. This is all my classes, seven hours a day. But college classes really come in hand because you learn so much more about yourself because there's so many different topics that they talk about. It's not just
sure.
one. And you're surrounded by people who want to learn and who want to learn about this topic. And so even in my Native American class right now, we go through discussions about, I don't agree with you, but I respect you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to learn about like all the different perspectives that people have.
Okay. So do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid. You go after your dream. And even if it seems so scary, you just take that first step.
Yeah, or even if you don't have, like, a specific plan, just try something new.
Yeah, right. Excellent.
All right, so the next question is sort of similar, but let's take it a step further. What is one piece of advice you want to give our younger learners? So think about those students who might be at the 3-5. Think about your younger siblings. And so they might be thinking high school graduation and high school is so far away, but sometimes they feel like it's not. So what is one piece of advice you have for them?
It's not impossible to catch up. No matter how far behind you are, you can catch up. And don't let anyone bring you down because it's who you are and it's who you want to be and not about other people's opinion.
I love that advice. It's not impossible to catch
it's
up.
It's not impossible. That's
and
right.
And it ties with, you know, your initial message of, you know, you can do anything if you are willing to work hard for it. If you're willing to catch up and get up to speed and get a college level reading and writing like Marisa has, it's possible.
That's
if you
right.
want to work hard.
That's right. So now let's take it to the eighth graders. Those eighth graders at OMS, they're ready to go to the high school. So what is your advice to them?
Slow down. High school's very fun and having an open campus is really fun, but it's really important to just keep on top of your schoolwork.
Okay. Keep on top of your schoolwork. Slow down.
Slow down.
All right. Anything else you would like to share with our listeners or tell them?
Thank you all for letting me come on.
Wow. We love having you here, but I have one more question. So we have parents that are listening to us. What advice do you have for them as they're seeing their children go through the school process?
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Of your children.
Of your children, of your teachers, of your counselors. If you don't know what's going on, ask another parent because they probably know something you don't.
Okay.
And that's how you help your kid get ahead.
Okay. All right. So we have advice for elementary, for eighth graders, and for parents. Thank you for sharing your insight.
Thank you for letting
with us. And thank you for joining us. And Marisa, we just wish you the very best as you take the next steps into going to a 4-year institution full time and then on to law school. Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, let's move on to our last segment, upcoming events. You know, this is a time of year that gets busy with finishing up schoolwork and with fun events.
And with graduations. Oh,
yes, graduation.
So I'm going to talk about graduations again. May 18th is the end of the year celebration for our 8th grade students. Friday, May 19th, we will be having kindergarten graduation. Saturday, May 27th at 10 a.m., we will be having the Alamosa High School graduation where we will see Marisa Sarmiento walk across the stage.
Woohoo!
Followed by Alamosa Alternative School graduation at 1 p.m.
All right, and on Monday, May 22nd, Most of the OMS students will be taking a field trip to the sand dunes. And on Tuesday the 23rd, we will be having top 25 awards by grade level. If your child will be receiving this award, you should have received a notification. And if you haven't received a notification, but you think your child is part of that group, call the office. May 23rd is the last class day for eighth graders. If you parents are planning on checking your child out of school before the end, make sure that your child has finished all their work and turned in all library books, regular books, and computers. But it's best, parents, if you let them go till the end of the school year. Luis, something important we need to talk about, right?
Today's a bittersweet day. Today will be the last podcast that we are recording for this school year. We want to thank the people that have listened and followed each one of our podcasts, but we will be back pretty soon.
All right. And Luis, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we're going to be back before school starts, early August.
Maybe. There's a lot of things that go on in the summer. You never know.
That's right. And just give you information about the upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.